Congregation may be seated. And I believe Brian's got the microphone there. We've had some time to think through our own cornucopias. The children gave answer. Anything that you're thankful for that you'd like to share? And again, we don't want to go into long stories, but we do want to take time to honor the sharing of our Thanksgiving. Thanks, Carol, for starting us off.
Ted. Oh, sorry.
Say it again.
I'm so thankful for Oscar's healing and many more good years ahead for us. Thank you.
Congregation needs to know that Oscar is in remission. That's official. So we're thankful for that news coming. But. Rob.
I am forever grateful that 53 years ago, when I was in a MASH unit, I'm not there anymore. I'm here at Peace Lutheran with my wife and three kids, and especially my favorite daughter, Molly.
This is being recorded, so thank you. Diane. So over here. Yep, Will.
I'm thankful for my family.
Nice. Thanks, Will. That's sweet.
I'm thankful for this church. I am every day amazed at how loving you all are, how accepting you all are, how you reach out to the community, and so many groups are able to come in and meet at this church, and I'm just thankful for all of that.
Amen. Love it. Audrey, right up here, Brian.
I am very thankful for special new friends in my life and for the reunion of friends of my past this summer.
It's wonderful. Thanks, Brian.
I'm extremely thankful for a wonderful, wonderful family and also for many, many wonderful friends.
Absolutely. Let's get John Mergel over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, we want to catch you. Yep.
I am thankful for our granddaughter's recovery. She was in the hospital, had an emergency operation, and our niece who had breast cancer and is going through treatment right now. So I'm praying for
awesome.
Her.
Thank you for sharing. Praise the Lord. Sharon?
I give thanks every day for God and Jesus, my Lord and Savior, for the village he has surrounded me with. And that is my family, my church family, my neighbors, my friends. And it's a time that I really need a village around me. So I give thanks every day for you.
Thanks, Sharon. Dave, this is an important time. Let's get everybody. Yep, Dave.
I'm thankful for my parents who took a little baby in June of 1955 and baptized him. Mm. I'm thankful that on June 23rd, 1979, this beautiful person next to me married me.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm thankful that God who made it all possible.
And then we'll get Nancy, too.
Yeah, I got it.
Thanks, Brian.
I'm thankful for all of you and all the prayers that you've given for the last 5 years for my nephew, because I know that where he is right now is totally because of your prayers and God's grace. And that's what I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm.
That was the Bob we just prayed for in our prayers. Yep, Nancy.
I would like to express the thanks that Dan and I have for the loving nature of this church. As some of you know, 2 weeks ago I was in Good Sam with a nasty case of pneumonia, and Dan had just had foot surgery, and so our family was incapacitated, and people in this church stepped up and brought food and sent cards, and pastor visited, and it was a wonderful, loving feeling, and want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jean, did I see Jean raise her hand? We need to hear from Jean.
I have given thanks many times since Jeremy Lucky came to our church to be our pastor. And I have a family of Peace Lutheran that is hard to describe. They laugh with me, they've cried with me, and they have given me 93 years to say thank you for Peace Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
And Wally.
Did somebody else who, Wally? Did you want to say something, Wally? Oh. Okay, we'll close out. The only thing we're missing is pumpkin pie. Do you feel like you're at the Thanksgiving Day table right now? Oh, it's just great.